This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Governor Polis has signed the state budget into law. It takes effect with the new fiscal year on July 1st. The $36 billion spending package grows school funding by more than 7%. It also dedicates substantial new funds to air quality programs and public construction projects. The budget includes a 3% raise for state employees and temporary discounts on fees for residents and businesses. Colorado fire officials say the extreme wildfire conditions gripping the state aren't going to disappear anytime soon. CPR Sam Brash has more on the seasonal wildfire forecast.
The annual outlook from the Colorado Division of Fire Prevention and Control forecasts wildfire risk will touch every part of the state this spring and summer. But every region won't face the same degree of danger at the same time. Southern Colorado will face the greatest threat in May. Monsoon rains might provide relief to the western slope in July, but less moisture is expected along the Front Range, which could face extreme drought and extreme wildfire danger later in the summer. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado taxpayers could each receive an early sales tax refund of $400 under a bill being proposed in the state legislature. The state is required to distribute any untapped money back to taxpayers under the Tabor Constitutional Amendment. The Democrats' new plan would speed up that process, but Republicans say the bill is just a tactic to draw in voters ahead of the fall election season. You're listening to CPR News.